Burt Reynolds and Dolph Lundgren are in the bunk beds, as Dolph would take up way too much room in the double.
And Reynolds sleeps in the nip.
Leaving me with Cary Grant, a true gentleman who would let me pick my side and lull me to sleep with tales of Tinseltown.
And wake you up with a cup of black coffee and a cigarette.
Well, that killed an hour. Another sleepy night at Mr. Ricky's Petrol Emporium, just how we like it.
One more game of Celebrity Sleepover?
I can't. I have to rearrange the biscuits.
Let's put a film on.
Not yet. Besides, it's my turn to pick the movie.
Yeah, smashing club guys. See you later. Right, okay. Helmet, check. Rucksack, check. Raincoat, check. Lights, check. Walkman, check. Headphones, check. Oh, time to press play and hit the open road.
Hello there. I'm George Panathinaikos. And welcome to my how-to fondue. Tape number 134 of my acclaimed How to Do Everything series. Step one, hop out of the bath and get down to your local cheesemonger right away.
Roger that, George.
What shape are you making?
Pyramid.
Oh, strong, complex, dangerous. Just like Jean-Claude Van Damme.
We're not watching Time Cop again.
Come on!
No, I've decided we are watching Frankenstein.
Jean-Claude Van Damme's Frankenstein?
No, because that doesn't exist.
Oh, yeah. I'm thinking of Universal Soldier.
You'll like it. It's the 1931 original. It's a masterpiece. I remember the first time I saw it. Tiny Martin from the video shop let me choose a film for free. Mum was off-grid, living in the shed, because she thought her house was under surveillance. I watched it 32 times that week.
All right, fine. We'll watch your crappy masterpiece.
Oh, not again. You need to get over here, Keith. We have a code green on aisle 2.
Zombies attacking.
That's a code red.
Evil clones?
No, that's code blue.
So, a code green is...
Product spillage? It's a crumb wave over here, and you're the only guy that can clean up the streets.
I'm on the case. Come on, plug me in, and I'll hoover them right up.
What the hell? What? Was that lightning?
What's the code for a power cut?
Code white.
Code white, big guy!
Great stuff. Thanks, Keith. Where's the torch?
Do we have a torch?
No need. Seems to have fixed itself. Okay, let's get this aisle cleared up and then I'll grab the snacks and we'll put the film on.
Throwing a pillow fight and we have got ourselves a slumber party.
What's the cheese or keys, as they say in Eternally Neutral, always sensible Switzerland, has melted. It's time for you and your excited guest to place your bread on the ends of your cheese harpoons.
God, this wind is stronger than a Scottish postman. Oh, dang it!
Now's the time to really impress your dinner guests with a cheese-based joke.
Double dang it! Oh, God, that's enough out of you, George. I've got a situation here. Oh, come on! Two punctures at once, are you kidding me? What the hell am I going to do now?
Is there any chance you can close your mouth whilst you chew? You eat like a scaffolder staffy.
I need the air to catch the ingredients. Helps the infusion process.
You put a bar of chocolate in a bag of popcorn. You haven't exactly invented cheesy chips, Paul Hollywood.
He's a baker.
What, he's never baked chips?
You know, we're a lot like Frankenstein of Fritz. Me with my mad culinary creations, and you...
If you're about to compare me to his grubby little helper, I will burn this place to the ground.
Exactly. You're the fire-obsessed lackey, crawling around the floor, cleaning up after me.
Right, that's it, I warned you. Where's the lighters?
Shh, it's getting to the good bit. Elizabeth has just turned up at the castle.
It's Elizabeth! Open the door!
Oh, Frankenstein. You devious boy. Robbing graves, chopping up criminals, weaving all together into a big mitty crochet. How are you ever going to explain this?
Oh, Harry, you must give us shelter from the storm.
Ah! Are you all right?
Bloody hell, a customer.
Well, hello. There. Hello. There. There you are. Hi. Hi. Welcome to Mr. Ricky's Petrol Emporium.
Hi. Sorry, I didn't mean to startle you.
No. You didn't startle me. It happens all the time.
Oh, you've got popcorn and chocolate all over your top.
Get it to clear off. I want to finish the movie.
Shut up.
Pardon?
Petrol?
Yes.
Excellent.
No, I don't know why I said that. I don't have a car.
Oh, great. Me neither.
I own a bike.
I love bikes. They're brilliant, aren't they?
Yeah. Do you have a bike?
Yes. I mean, no, I don't. I used to have a bike. It had tassels and stickers and a basket. It was super fast. Probably the fastest bike in the world.
What the hell are you talking about?
Sounds like a racer.
Yeah. I like your helmet. And cool Walkman.
Thanks. It was my dad's. The Walkman, not the helmet. His head was bigger than mine. Luckily, the headphones are adjustable.
I always wanted a Walkman, but my mum would never let me have one. She said they were CIA listening devices.
She sounds like she was ahead of her time.
Why are you telling her this?
What are you listening to?
It's a self-help tape. How to fondue.
Ah, and how do you fondue?
Melt a load of cheese. Tell a few jokes. It's not my favourite. I much prefer how to fix a forklift or how to swim to France. I have the whole series.
She's a midnight whack job, Alex. Get rid of her!
Cut it out!
Cut what out?
Carbohydrates.
I've heard that, but I'm not convinced. A tuna baked potato has got me out of more than a few hunger jams.
I like sausage rolls.
That is the first sensible thing you have said since she's arrived.
So, how can I help?
Oh, I was on my way back from Electronics Enthusiast Club. Got to try out my brand new wire cutters.
Random humble brag.
Anyway, I've got a double puncture. Can I shelter here whilst I fix them?
Yes. Yeah, totally. Stay as long as you like.
Thanks. It shouldn't take me too long. I'm pretty handy with a puncture repair kit. What are you watching?
Well, I'm not meant to be watching anything.
What are you not meant to be watching?
Frankenstein.
Oh, spooky.
That's the second time the power's cut out tonight. Where is my torch?
Not so spooky. I've never seen Frankenstein.
Run, weird girl, before he breaks out the film facts.
What? The 1931 original? It's a masterpiece.
Do you always just sit around watching films?
No. No, we, do other... Well, yeah. I like to watch a different one each night. Keith just wants to watch Jean-Claude Van Damme films.
Who's that?
Van Damme. The muscles from Brussels.
No, Keith.
Oh, he's my best friend. No, he's not. He's just a colleague. He helps out around the shop from time to time. He's the vacuum cleaner sitting on the counter behind me.
Yeah, I am.
I don't know why I'm telling you this.
You're weird. No wonder you work the night shift. Hey, Keith.
Hey, weird girl.
He says hi.
Okay. I'm going to go over there and fix my bike.
Cool. Take as long as you like. Hope you mend your tyres.
I'm Ella, by the way.
I'm Alex.
Nice to meet you, Alex. See you soon.
Yeah, nice to meet you too. Bye. See you later. Take care. Have fun. I'll still be able to see you. Shit.
Well, that was a skip fire.
What, really?
5 minutes of total nonsense, at the end of which you didn't buy anything.
Oh, give me a break. Never spoken to a customer for that long before. You know I get nervous around other people, especially if they're cool.
You're really playing fast and loose with the term cool? She was showing off about wire cutters.
Keith, what if we get more customers? I won't cope. I'll run out of interesting film facts.
Look, it's like anything. You just need practice. Maybe she'll come back over and you can try again.
What? You think she's going to come back over? She can't come back over. Why would she come back over? What more could she possibly want? My training didn't prepare me for this. Oh, my God. What do we do?
What, isn't it obvious? We head into the storeroom and we build a customer out of whatever we can get our grubby little mitts on.
Are you sure about this?
Do you want to get better or not, big guy?
I do.
Then grab the scissors and sellotape and follow me to the storeroom.
Do you want me to carry you in there?
Yes, please. Make her taller.
Taller?
Really tall.
Yeah.
Really tall. Big shoulders. How many brooms?
Two brooms.
Oh,
quite too, but pretty tall with big shoulders and curly hair.
Yeah, yeah. Curly hair kind of freaks me out.
No, curly hair like a footballer.
Yes. Nice. Yeah. Nice. Okay. Strong. Yeah. Okay. And what if this goes here?
What?
Or is that in the wrong place?
That's risque.
Yeah.
That's very risque.
Well, let's be artistic with it.
Well, that's quite German.
German is good. German is good.
Then let's go for it. Yeah.
That's kind of what I was going for.
Yeah.
So, can I saw that.
Yeah. What do you want to do for a mouth?
I don't know. Maybe this banana peel? Yeah, let's give it a hair.
Yeah.
Just to make it really realistic.
Yeah, but the mouth, right.
Maybe I should speak to him.
Can you imagine a big, tall German with, like, broad shoulders?
Sounds like your type.
Yeah.
Jeez. It is a lot bigger than I thought it would be.
I like her.
I'm kind of proud of us. Though the red skittle eyes are strangely penetrating. Is it me, or does it look a bit...
sexy?
Demonic. Maybe it's the rotten banana skin we use for its mouth.
Go on, then.
Go on what?
Pretend it's a customer. Have a conversation. Maybe try and sell her something.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, here goes. I'm sorry, madam. We are all out of grapefruits. I suggest you try the greengrocers in the morning.
Why would anyone come to petrol station for a grapefruit?
That's why I sent her to the greengrocers.
Oh, you're hopeless.
Yeah, you're right. How did you get so good at this?
The Angel of the North didn't rust in a week. Did I ever tell you about my first love, Rose? She hailed from the Northumberland, the land of loquacity, and she was the most stunning mop I ever laid my eyes on. Tall, clean, durable, everything you could ever want in a partner. I used to just sit there and listen to her chunter on about anything and everything. And that's the basis of any good conversation. Listening.
You know, Keith, that actually makes a lot of sense. Okay, let's do this. I think I'm ready to give this another whirl. I think we just got hit by lightning.
And that is how you wash out hot cheese from your moustache.
Oh, Uncle Frank's pajamas. What the hell was that?
Keith, is that you?
No, I can't move, big guy. Hey, the emergency lights have come on.
Where am I? Who are you?
Holy shit!
Hello, holy shit.
Keith, go purple!
Is that Ribena spillage?
No. My name is Alex. This can't be happening. Keith, we've got to go purple!
So you keep saying, but I generally do not know what you want me to do about it, big guy.
Hello, Alex.
Keith, I'm scared.
No. This is perfect. It's all good practice. Just listen. Then maybe ask if she wants to buy some screen wash. Or a scotch egg.
Who's Keith?
He's my friend.
What is a friend?
It's someone that you like spending time with.
Are we... friends?
Sure, whatever. Just don't hurt me. We could be friends.
You're doing great, Alex. If you could have a conversation with this gorgeous monster, then you can talk to anyone.
Alex! It's Ella! All the lights have gone off. Are you okay in there?
Ella, she's come back. Why? I have to go into the shop. I won't be long. Stay here and try not to break anything. Right, Keith, just keep an eye on her.
Oh, I'll do more than that. I'll keep two eyes on her.
There you are.
Oh, hey, Ella. Yeah, lightning strike seems to have completely blown everything. Absolutely nothing else has happened.
Yeah, I saw. Are you all right? You seem a bit nervous and sweaty.
Me? Yeah. Yeah, I'm great. Yeah, I'm always like this. I'd love to stay and chat, Ella, but right now I just need to find my boss to report the blackout, because he'll know what to do.
Of course. I'm not going anywhere. Well, I can't.
You must be Keith.
Yeah, I am. You know, up close, you are stunning.
He called you his friend.
Yeah, I'm more of a lifestyle guru slash hunky hero slash totally yours.
I am Alex's friend. I want to be Alex's only friend.
Hello. Your pepper army fingers, they're oddly long and a little bit greasy.
Goodbye, Keith.
What are you doing? Get off! You put me down! Ow!
No, of course, Mr. Ricky, I understand. Your cat's 11th birthday party is very important. No, he can't exactly walk to Burger King on his own. Yeah, he's got to get that paper crown. Yeah, it's the best bit. Okay, I'll just hold tight then. Yep, you too. Bye-bye, Mr. Ricky. He's not coming.
So, we are on our own.
What was that? Keith?
I didn't hear anything. Alex? What is going on?
Alex, I got lonely.
Oh God.
Oh. What the bloody hell is that?
It's nothing.
Really? Because from here, it looks like a pile of crap you found in the storeroom is walking and talking.
Yep, that's exactly what it is.
Who is your friend, Alex?
She's not a friend, she's a customer.
My brain is buzzing like a hive of questions. Top of the list, how on earth did this happen?
I don't know. One minute, Keith and I are in the storeroom building something for me to practice having a conversation with, and the next thing you know, the lights go crazy, sparks fly, and then this.
That's pretty insane, but kind of amazing at the same time.
What part of this night terror is amazing?
Make her go away, Alex.
I can't. She's our only customer. And please don't come any closer.
I don't want to alarm you, but she doesn't seem very friendly. She looks...
Sexy?
No, she's demonic.
Oh, I should never have listened to Keith. I knew something like this was going to happen. Hang on, where is Keith?
I want to be your friend.
Keith? Keith!
I really don't like where this is heading.
Keith can't hear you.
What have you done with Keith?
Alex, let me in.
I can't. No one's allowed in the shop after 10.
I pulled his head off.
No. Why? He still had so much life left to live. You're a monster.
You need to get out of there.
I can't leave the shop unattended.
You're mine. I won't share you with anyone.
Get out of there. Get out of there now.
I can't believe I'm going to do this. Okay, I'm sorry, Mr. Ricky. I'm abandoning ship.
I'm coming after you.
You need to hurry. She's coming after you.
I'm trying to unlock the door. Oh, there's this many keys.
If I have you, no one will. Let me.
Something you don't see every day.
I've created a monster. All I wanted to do was practice talking to customers, and now Keith's dead. There's a monster in the shop, Mr. Ricky's at a 24-hour Burger King, and we're trapped outside in the forecourt.
May I point something out? You probably shouldn't have used a flake box for her head. That's the most unstable chocolate in the universe.
I wasn't expecting her to come to life.
Point taken. I'm sorry about Keith, but if it's any consolation, you are talking to me. I don't want to spill red wine on your wedding dress, Alex, but that door's not going to hold forever. We need a plan.
Do we kill her? Can we kill her?
We can blow up the petrol station with her inside.
I'd lose my job.
Rightio, so that's a no. Oh, come on, Ella, think. What does she want?
She did want to be my best friend, and now she just wants to pull our heads off.
Friend? So why don't we build her a friend, you know? Oh, take the heat off of you and keep our heads firmly attached to our shoulders.
That's it! Bride of Frankenstein.
Alex, I haven't seen the first one. I'm definitely not going to have seen the sequel.
Some would argue it's the superior film, but that's for another time. In it, the monster forces Frankenstein to build him a companion.
But then all we have to do is find a way to bring that sucker to life. Easy breezy. Oh, now, where are your bins?
Round the back. Oh, my tape and scissors are still inside.
You worry too much. I've got my own in my trusty rucksack.
I'm going to crush your heads into your shoes.
This is totally bonkers.
Yeah, completely. Fun, though. Come on, let's build this lunatic something to play with.
This one?
Yes, thank you. It's just the toilet roll bit.
Oh, yeah, the toilet roll. Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah, that looks good.
Do you think so?
Yeah. What about a toilet brush?
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sort of like an arm.
Yeah.
Yeah, keep the tin cans coming.
Okay, I will. You've got a serious quality street problem.
Bin liners, kind of slimming.
Do you have anything that's like tinny?
Tin. I have aluminium foil.
Yes.
Sort of wrap around.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I need some tape.
Why do they always look germ? End up with two psychopathic monsters on our hands.
Oh, it's fine. I used a Yorkie box for its head. You don't get more sensible and down to earth than that. Now, help me move it over to the power distribution box.
I don't know where or what that is.
Just follow my lead. Oh, careful. Don't lose the feet. Okay, put it down. Your time to shine, Frankenstein. Unlock the box.
I've only ever used two of the keys on here, so God knows what the rest of them do. Right, French doors? Nope. This one says Grandma's Pantry. Well, that's not it. It has to be on here somewhere. Mario Lopez's High School Locker. Nope. The key to Erebor. Nope. Two with Alicia written on them. This one just says off.
Hate to rush you, but you might want to hurry up a bit.
I'm going as fast as I can.
Oh, your best mate's on her way. Just try something.
Where are you, Alex?
I'm trying one labeled Florida. Bollocks. I had a really good feeling about that one. This one's shaped like a skeleton.
Oh, yes, skeleton key for the win.
Hey, it worked.
Great. Now, jam its arm inside the box. Make sure the foil fingers are touching a wire.
Seriously?
Chill your wellies, cautious Colin. The power's off.
Okay, it's in. What are you going to do?
Using my standard issue wire cutters, I will cut one of the cables. Then I will pull the lever, releasing the current so strong it will jumpstart this rubbish to romantic.
Will it work?
No idea.
Bingo.
Oh, God.
Got you.
But we haven't got much choice. So stand back. It's time to do the electric boogaloo.
I'll hide behind this bin.
I'm going to kill you.
Here goes nothing.
Where am I? Who are you?
Alex, it worked! It's alive!
Please tell me it's boring and normal.
I like queuing at the post office.
Oh, yes. Wonderfully so.
Time to rip off your arms and slap you to death with them.
Oh, you are just in time for your hot date.
What? Hello.
Hello. You make my face do a smile.
You make my face do a smile also. Shall we go for a walk?
Yes, please. I can tell you all about the history of roundabouts.
I would like that very much.
The UK boasts a staggering 25,000 roundabouts. The most in the world when you take into consideration the proportion of roads.
Well, I think that was the weirdest night of my life. Was it wise to let them just go?
Yeah, it's romantic. They're literally made for each other.
Classic Hollywood ending.
Crikey, speaking of endings, I better get going. I've got work in the morning.
What about your tyres?
Well, the buses will be up and running now. I'll fix them at home.
Right. Buses are super wicked.
Yeah, they are handy.
Suppose I'd better get back to work. I've got a shop to clean up and a door to fix.
Well, what about Keith?
He'll be fine. His head just clips back on, so I'm sure he'll moan about it for a while. Thanks, Ella, you know, for helping me.
No worries, it was fun. Yeah, I'll see you around, Alex.
Yeah, see you around too, Ella. Bye.
The Attendant was written and created by the Cullen Brothers. In episode 1, Frankenstein, the role of Alex in the second creation was played by Will Merrick. Ella and the female creation was played by Patricia Allison. And Kenneth Collard played Keith and the voice of the How-To tapes. Was directed for BBC Audio in Bristol by Alison Crawford.